Live. I'm your host, Dr. Rita Louise, and thank you all for tuning into the show today. So, a couple of weeks ago, I was talking about how the energy that past week, you know, the dynamics going on in our life was just really, really funky. And some of the commentary that came up in the chat room was, and then it ended at 4 o'clock, which was really strange because I can attest to it ended at 4 o'clock, but it hasn't stopped. It hasn't gone away. In fact, what's been going on just seems way worse than what was happening a couple of weeks ago. So these are some symptoms that I put down. So if you've been experiencing any of these things, then maybe you have been you're tapping into this energy on the planet, you know, and they include feelings of nervousness, lack of focus, you know, fatigue or not really having any energy, stomach upset, sleep issues, forgetfulness or brain fog. And it could be one of these things. It could be a combination of these things. And if you're like me and you stop and go, okay, so what's going on? And you can't really put a finger on anything, then it makes you go, well, maybe there's something bigger happening on the planet. And so that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about today and a couple of other things. But one of the things that I've noticed is that some days it's really bad, or there are some periods that it's really bad, and then other times not so much. So for example, on Wednesdays, I go to yoga and I was kind of in a funky energy when we went to class and I had a really, really good class and I felt like myself again, finally, when the class was over and had a wonderful evening and then woke up this morning feeling like I wanted to vomit because I just had a really upset stomach. And for the last couple of weeks, there have been days where, you know, I'm going to say my nervous system has been on overdrive, like almost like there's electric shock going on in my body. And there were many times where I would just close my eyes and just, you know, stop and go, calm brain, calm body, you know, like calm brain, calm body. And it would kind of take some of the charge off, but it really wasn't getting rid of it. And so, you know, I've been talking about mindfulness on different episodes of this show, talking about different techniques that you can use to become more aware of what's going on inside or to help discharge. And where the focus has really been has been on the focus on negative thinking and negative thoughts and transforming the negative thoughts into a neutral place where you're not thinking about anything or into a happier place, a more joyful place. And I'm going to say that for most of the people that have been giving me feedback, there hasn't been comments about negative thinking. There hasn't been comments about, well, these terrible things are going on in my life. And in fact, many people have been navigating the upsets really well. But using those mindfulness techniques can also be used when you have other things going on. You know, sometimes your brain is just racing and you can't quiet it down. And you can use these same techniques to calm the system down. It's the same practice. You know, so sometimes our thoughts are on overdrive and not in a calm and relaxed place. Our bodies are not in a calm and relaxed place. And so the same things that you would do to stop the worry, stop the overthinking, stop the critical mind from taking control can be used in situations and in moments like these. And so those include, you know, breathing, which we've talked about recently, tapping, anything that's going to focus the mind on something that is going to give you the opportunity to relax. You know, and I'm just going to throw this in. You know, one of the things that I've noticed is that it's been weird to even try to close my eyes and just get in that relaxation state. And so I've made a conscious effort over the last couple of weeks to just really work at and practice relaxing, you know, and have become very mindful of, okay, you know, let's just take a moment. Okay, let's just take a moment and, you know, and doing whatever I can think of in that moment. But if you can think about it, if you can remind yourself, if you can raise your awareness to come back to that place of using a technique, a meditation technique, an exercise technique, a breathing technique, a focusing technique, coloring in that coloring book, doing some journaling, it really doesn't matter, then do it. And it doesn't have to be the same thing all the time. Try different things. Something might work better than another thing. And so a number of years ago, I used to do these planetary readings where I would close my eyes and tap into the vibration, the prevailing vibration of the planet. And as I was preparing for tonight's show, I thought, well, you know, maybe that would be a good idea to see what's going on the planet. And I was able to kind of ground into that for, I'm going to say 5 seconds, because what I felt was so uncomfortable and so nervous and so, trying to think of what the word would be. It's not even anxiety producing, because there wasn't a thought. It was just this like anxious feeling when I tapped into that, that I was like, you know what? I'm good. I don't even want to stay here because it's not fun. So I'm going to check back out. But I want to mention that because that's how it felt. The planet has this nervous energy. And so maybe that's what's going on. I mean, there is a lot going on right now around the world, whether we're paying attention to it or not. And I think people, you know, are nervous, and not just in the United States. I think this is a global thing that's going on. And so to me, recognizing that when we're having these moments, when we're feeling nervous, when we're our stomach is upset, or we're not sleeping good, or we're having brain fog, that perhaps what's going on isn't us. You know, it isn't what's happening with me and my life, but we are getting in resonance. We are getting in vibration with what's going on the planet. And my little check-in with that was not particularly fun. So I'm going to leave it there. I am going to do my little announcements and then say hi to everybody and answer any questions that you might have. So if you would like to schedule a private consultation with me, you know, I offer free little mini readings here on air. But if there's something that comes up, or if there are deeper issues going on in your life, please reach out to me and schedule an appointment. And you can do that by going to my webpage, soulhealer.com. If you're watching this on Facebook, please join my group, Dr. Rita Louise Live on Facebook. I'm constantly posting stuff there. Some funny, a lot of like, I'll say self-helpy kind of mindfulness type things that I think are pretty good. If you are If you want, you can subscribe to my channel on YouTube, Just Energy Radio on YouTube, and because it streams live there. And if you're watching this on Rumble, thank you, one, for tuning into the show on Rumble. If you would like to join the conversation, please do go to Facebook and view it on the Dr. Rita Louise Live page or the Just Energy Radio page on YouTube. And it gives you the opportunity to join the chat and ask questions and whatever. And then one last thing, if you are interested in becoming a medical intuitive counselor, or certified energy medicine practitioner, my professional level training program is on sale until I think Monday. And so if it's something you've been thinking about, I highly advise you go check it out, because I don't put it on sale very often, but it's on sale now at rock bottom basement prices. Okay. So let me go say hi to everybody and we will get the party started. All right. So Marco, of course, was here early and says hi. Hey, Marco. And Bradley George. Hey, Bradley. Thank you for showing up tonight. Rosie B. Hi, Rosie B. Thank you for joining us. Yvonne. Hi, how are you? Yvonne, I'm going to come back to you on that one. Antone says, good evening, Rita. Good evening, Antone. Gina, I saw that you're not doing your show tonight, so thank you for joining me. Gina is the host of The Fox Den with Gina B and Mama D. I think that's it. I'm sure she'll post below and I'll read it out loud. But hey, Tina. And Yvonne. Hey, Yvonne. And Ms. Debbie, I'm glad you finally made it. And look, I unmuted my mic and everything, although I didn't mute it, and I'm talking to Raylan and trying to get him in the chair. And everybody got to hear that during the intro music. It's one thing or the other. Hey, Wendy, thanks for coming. Jeannie, thanks for coming also. No more cough or hardly any cough. So yay. And I want to especially thank everybody last week who is here, who are doctoring the doctor, because I really wasn't feeling good and was coughing a lot. And thank you all. It was very heartwarming for me to have you all reach out and care so much for me. Oh, and so Jeannie says, hey there, Dr. Reader, hugs from across the field from BJ and me. Well, thanks, Jeannie. You know, I'm going to be in Dallas tomorrow, but I'm not going to be near you, or else I'd say let's meet up, but I'll still be another hour plus from where you guys are. So bummer. Okay, so let's see. So Yvonne said tired memory issue and focus problems. And Yvonne, that just seems to be so symptomatic of what's going on. It was getting to be 5 o'clock and I got up to go feed my fur babies, and I walked into the kitchen and then I just stopped and went, what am I doing in here? And I was like, oh yeah. And it's not like that's a normal thing for me. And it's just been happening over and over and over. And my calendar is like filled with notes. This is what you're doing. Not like appointments, but call this person, do this thing. And actually there was something I was supposed to do that wasn't in my calendar that I didn't do. So I'm going to write that right now. Canboard. And maybe I'll actually do it tomorrow because it really needs to happen. Okay. All right. And so Marco says, hope you're well, Marco. I'm not coughing, so the world is good again. I mean, other than this weird freaking energy that's going on, things are a lot better. And then Rosie says, hi. Hi, Rosie. And then Yvonne says, thank you, I'm well. Okay. Marco wants to know, where's Veronica? I don't know. Okay. Yvonne has a question. So again, if you have a question, please post it in the chat. and I am ready. The doctor is open and I'm ready to take your questions. And if you have commentary about the energy that's been going on in the last, you know, minimally 2 weeks, I would love to hear what your experiences has been, because I think the more we share about it, the more we'll come to recognize that it's not just ourselves, or you're not just going, oh, well, Dr. Rita said that, but you know, who knows if that's true or not. Okay. So Yvonne says, I got a job, which I'm happy about right now, but I'm having issues with my landlord and wonder if it will work out soon amicably. Is it leading to me moving within the year? Okay, so that's a little futury predicting question, but let me see. Okay, interesting. So I get the impression, Yvonne, that there was some kind of misunderstanding that happened, you know, that, and that once that gets unwound and once it becomes recognized by both parties that it was a misunderstanding, a miscommunication kind of thing, it will just become water under the bridge. I don't get the impression that your landlord is a jerk. So that's a good starting point. And I feel like, you know, they have empathy and are willing to work with people and understand people and understand that things happen. So I'm not getting that you're going to be moving. I feel like it's going to work out. And Rosie says, hope you're feeling better, Rita. I am feeling better, even though I just did pop a lozenger just because I can. And Don's in the house. Hey, Don. All right, Don says, I'm wondering, okay, scroll, if my money problems are going to improve. So Don, you know, that's kind of a predict the future question. So I'm going to attack it from a different direction. And I feel like there hasn't really been a lot of energy on your part in doing things that are different to change your money situation. You know, and so just by asking for it and praying for it to happen doesn't mean that it's going to happen. I feel like there needs to be some kind of effort on your part to make those changes happen. Okay, so Yvonne says, that's good news. I am working stuff out. Nice, thanks. You're welcome. And then the other Yvonne says, other Yvonne, what does surrender look like for me? As my guides say, I need to surrender to move up and on in life. Oh, I got it. Okay. Actually, that's a very interesting question, other Yvonne. So I get the impression that there's always this certain amount of second guessing that happens for you. And unsurety and a certain amount of lack of trust. All right, so they keep telling me this, so I'm just going to share this story. So this is how Dr. Rita surrenders. I get this message, you need to be doing this. And then I argue with them for a while, and then I just do it. You know, so when I first started my radio show a million years ago, it was like so far out in left field. It was not, even though people had talked to me about doing one, it was like not even on my radar. And one day I get this very clear message that said, it's time. And I'm like, time for what? And they said, to start a radio show. And I was like, right. So that went on for a week or so where I just argued with it. and finally just gave into it and just started moving forward with having the show. And it was a really great decision. I've gotten to meet so many wonderful people, and I don't know, I can't imagine me not having done it. And now I'm here with you, hanging out, just us chilling with Raylan, and it's all good. And so it's okay to argue. It's okay with you getting an insight and going, well, I don't really know. But if it keeps coming around and you keep getting that thing, then you need to just go, okay, and just move forward with it, or let it go, or whatever the thing is. All right, so Jeannie says, I'm sure that we'll meet up. BJ is clearing that dinosaur roar right now. It seems to be going around, and I'm sure we'll meet up, and I look forward to when that happens. Yay, because Jeannie and I live in the same state now, as opposed to like multiple states away. So that's really cool. And then Rosie says, I'd like to ask if the trip I'm planning now next month will take place and if my sister is coming with me. Okay. That's Rosie. Okay, Rosie. So I'm going to throw this out there. Would it make sense to postpone the trip? I'm getting August, but a little bit further down the line, not next year, but a couple of months down. I'm feeling like there's this rushedness to what's going on. I feel like if you do it next month, that you're there, I get less of a probability on your sister participating. And I feel like you wouldn't be able to relax. I just keep getting this thing about you not being able to relax and really enjoy it. So please let me know if that makes sense to you, okay? Okay. So Yvonne said true to what I said. All right. So Yvonne says, I lack trust in my intuition. You know, and Yvonne, that is a very common thing for most people. And it really does take time and practice to start listening to yourself. We all get messages, and many times we don't listen to ourselves. One of the things that I have learned, because the universe has come and smacked me up the side of the head multiple times for not listening, is to listen. And so even though there are moments that I don't listen, I have gotten much, much better at listening. Perfect example. Okay, so this is going to sound so lame. So as many of you know, I have a project house that I'm working on now. And so I have to buy all this stuff. And so one of the things that I need to get is a garbage disposal to put in the new sink that's going in the remodeled kitchen. And so I was on eBay looking at garbage disposal, and there was one that was a incinerator garbage disposal that was being sold for a good price with not $95 of shipping. So I put in a bid on it, and no one outbid me for 2 days. And 15 minutes before the sale closed, I still was the leader. Now, I was going to, or I thought, you know what? You should get your boyfriend to keep an eye on it, because he's kind of an eBay person. Keep his eye on it, you know, during that last 15 minutes to half hour to see if anybody tries to outbid me, and then make some determination of whether you think it's, you know, it should go forward or not, because I trust him that way. In the last 2 minutes, two people came in and outbid me, and I did not get that thing. Pissed me off, because it was, they did the 11th hour thing, and I got the little message, call them, have him keep his eye on it. But I didn't do it. I didn't listen to myself. And so, you know, and I took the hit for it. So Yvonne said to Yvonne, I feel you, Yvonne. Yvonne says, okay, thank you. All right, hang on a second. That was Rosie. All righty. So Dawn says, do you have any kind of reading for me? I'll take anything. Okay, well, let's just see, Dawn. Okay, so Dawn, you know, and I'm just taking a general look at your energy. And the first thing that you're showing me is that you just carry around a lot of nervous energy. You know, so I don't know if you have chronic anxiety. So your auric field, or that bubble that surrounds our body, has this kind of vibration to it, which usually is indicative of nervous energy and it being hard for you to relax. One of the things that you're showing me is that your auric field is not tucked into your grounding. So this is something everyone can do. So our auric field is that bubble around our body. But for a lot of people, and I don't understand why this happens, many times there's a little gap in the bottom about this big. And so I would like for everyone to just close your eyes just real briefly and imagine that you can take that bubble and tuck it in under your body into where your grounding cord is, where it is that line of energy that goes from the base of the spine down to the center of the planet. And then once it's connected, just allow it to release, allow it to let go, allow that auric field to just ground. And as you do that, just take a couple of nice deep breaths. Because see, I'm doing this with you. And just let it do what it's going to do. You know, so when I sit here and I talk about breathing or I talk about tapping, what we just did, just that one little thing, would be considered a mindfulness moment. It's an opportunity for you to shift your energy in one way or another. And so, Dawn, I'm hoping that you tried that. And if you did, if you noticed any change for you, I'm feeling like it's a little more, that some deeper work needs to be done in that area, because I feel like it's been pretty chronically that way for you. Okay. Otto's here. Hey, Otto. Okay. So Jeannie says, do you see my mother having a particular animal form that she's picking to visit me from? Huh? Okay. So that's not really my area of specialty, but what came to mind first was, not a robin, a cardinal. You know, so I don't know if you've been seeing cardinals lately, but they're showing me a red bird. No, so not a red-breasted bird, but a red bird, cardinal. Okay, Pat's here. Hey, Pat. And she says, hi, our son was admitted to psych hospital today. Can you tell if the problem is perhaps coming from a past or present medication, physical, or if anything nefarious is going on? That's a kind of big question there, Pat. You know what, Pat? I'm going to hold off on answering you. Please do me this favor. Cut and paste your question and put your son's first name in there, because it'll make it easier for me to tap into that particular child. Thank you. But it'll, yeah, and cut and paste so I can find, I know what your question is. Okay, so Rosie says, okay, I'm not sure my sis would come at all. I would plan to go alone as I'm used to as a single traveler. So I'd like to ask how you see it, if you can see if I'm on my way. And Rosie, you know, I'm going to stick with what I'm saying. Whether your sister comes or not, I'm feeling like if you go next month, that either there's going to be some issues tied to it, or you're going to feel really rushed. You know, but if you postpone it for a couple of months, that it's going to flow more smoothly and be less obstruction to it. Again, with or without your sister, I wasn't really making the timing comment with regard to your sister, but about this weird energy that I'm just noticing tied to it next month. So I hope that clarified it. Okay, so Otto asked, and I'm not sure I can answer all of that. What's the difference between an implant, an imprint, and a thought form? Okay. All right, let's just have the coughing not start. Okay. So when I've worked with people, and this is really the only way I can base it, is that when I have worked with someone that has an implant, it actually looks like something physical has been put into their body, even though it's invisible, kind of like a ghost, but there's a physicality to it and it is put somewhere in the body. Imprint, I'm not exactly sure what that is. And so I'm just going to pass over that. And then a thought form is a thought that someone has that they keep repeatedly thinking. And where you find that the most is in the ghost hunting world. I mean, I'm sure it goes in other, you know, can go anywhere. But where that often comes up is in the ghost hunting world, where people think that their houses are haunted or they have an attached entity, more they have an attached entity. And they think it because they read something about it, somebody made some comment to them. And it's kind of like a curse. You know, people are like, oh, well, I'm cursed. I don't know how that can possibly happen. I mean, I know that you can be psychically attacked, you know, and people can dink with your energy. But, you know, 20 years later, you know, my feeling is that they have thought about it and worried about it and ruminated about, oh, well, I got a flat tire because I have a curse. But they're kind of bringing that on themselves. And so when it's a thought form, it's kind of like that, especially again in the ghosty world. And so I've worked with people that, you know, either have an attached entity, but many times they have a thought form. And the way that I've been able to finally separate them out, because they do present like spirit, is that when I go to ground the entity during a healing session, it kind of dissolves and melts away. And to me, that's in my little library, that is the indication of a thought form versus an entity, because an entity, you can ground them and they will ground like a regular person and release energy and they don't just disappear. So I hope that answers your question. And if you have another question or need follow up, obviously, you know, ask. Don says, could be a chemical imbalance. I mean, there might be a chemical imbalance going on, Don, but where I'm seeing it is in your auric field. And so, you know, that's just telling me that's how your energy is vibrating right now, which is kind of intense and erratic and very nervous feeling. Okay, Jeannie says, yes, I've seen cardinals and a yellow butterfly again and again. Thank you. My mother coming from spirit quantum, that is. I mean, that was the first thing that came into my mind, Jeannie, was this beautiful red bird. And so, very cool. Okay, so Lacey or Kim wants to know, do you see any romance in my near future? So, Kim, I'm going to make the assumption that you're not in a relationship right now. So let me kind of look at what's going on with your relationship space. And then I'm going to look at your relationship space. All right. And this is Kim. So Kim, I get the impression that the last relationship, maybe last couple of relationships, left you with a very sour note in your mouth. And even though you're asking about romances in your future, I feel like you haven't, fully healed from the last one that you were in. And there's this very dour note of not trusting anybody that would even want to be around you. So maybe instead of looking for love, maybe you need to look at loving yourself and working on yourself and having that be okay. You know, because I don't feel like, well, this is kind of interesting, and I am actually going to say this out loud. I feel like, and I'm not talking, I mean, I'm talking to you, Kim, but I'm also talking to everybody, especially those women that are in here that were part of the Dumb Girl Club, and you know, all know who you are. It's kind of like the picture she's showing me, and that I think is very fascinating, is that there's this hurt, there's this wounding that's going, I mean, I want a relationship, but And the part that's fascinating is that the only ones that can break past that shield and get into that vulnerable place are the real jerks and the biggest liars, because they can get past your guard. I am open to hearing the commentary on that one, and I'm just going to move on. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. We're back with Pat. And thank you, Pat, for cutting and pasting a name. So I'm going to read the question again. Our son was admitted to psych hospital today. Can you tell if the problem is perhaps coming from a past or present medication, physical, or if anything nefarious going on? And his name is Kelly. Thank you, Pat. Hang on one second. I'm just kind of, there's kind of a lot of information to process here. Okay, so I don't know if this will make sense, Pat. I mean, I get the impression that Kelly was actually doing pretty good, that he was pretty stable in what was going on. And I feel like, again, in the last few weeks, that something really got triggered inside of him that activated something that was very dormant. I'm not feeling like it's a medication issue, you know, but I'm feeling like it was something from his past. And I really don't like to say it was a past life issue, although how this came up seems kind of random. But that he got really triggered, and it's not making sense to me what activated what's going on, but I don't feel like it was a medication issue. And I don't feel like it was a physical issue. You know, so that's why I'm kind of throwing out that past life thing. You know, I mean, it's kind of a bigger question and needs more assessment on my part. But no, it was an emotional trigger. It kind of scared the crap out of him. You know, if you know what chakras are, I'm feeling like it was a fourth chakra, heart center issue. but not a relationship heart chakra issue, but more of a self-preservation issue. So I don't know if some of his verbiage or actions have been around, oh, and I'm gonna die, you know, because I feel like there's this whole fear of dying piece tied to it as well. So, Pat, you know, any insights from you would be great. So Rosie said, thank you, Rita. You clarified, I better not be impatient. And that is the perfect word to use. I'm feeling like if you let it unfold and unwind in the way that it's supposed to and wants to, then you're going to have a much better time. Sorry, I'm just trying to get comfortable here. A much better time and a more relaxed time. You know, and I just keep getting like, you know, you push it and you push it and you end up getting this karma kickback on the trip. And who wants that? You want to go have fun. And Don says, thank you. I have high blood pressure, but it's better now. And again, you know, I'm not feeling like it is a physical thing going on, but more of an energetic thing going on. And then Bradley says, like, arrow, 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 arrow is a good guy. So I'm not quite sure what that is, but okay, they're a good guy. All right, so I'm down at the end of my list. Anybody else have any questions for me? I was kind of hoping I would hear commentary from people regarding the energy that's been going on the planet right now. And if you've been subject to the weird that's happening, you know, and then finding that like your tools really aren't working if you do have different practices that you work with. Okay, thank you. So Yvonne says, oh, the energy is beyond weird. So Yvonne, and I'm going to like stick with you, but this is for everybody. So is there anything that you can really point your finger at as to what's going on? Or does it just seem so freaking random? Okay. Okay, so Rosie, I don't predict the future. I'll look at possibilities. That's kind of like I get hit by a bus tomorrow. And with everything, you know, and we're talking about the planet, everything going on the planet right now, I don't even want to talk freaking investments. So many people know that I'm a bit of a conspiracy theorist, and I listen to different alternative talk radio shows, and they were talking about something with the banking. I don't know. I listen like at 5 o'clock in the morning when I'm half asleep. Something about the banking system, and this kind of scared me a little bit, that on the 11th, okay, all right, it's coming back to me. So on March 11th, so banks have money and they loan out so much money, but they have been required to have a certain reserves, you know, so they have to have so much money in the coffers just in case. But at some point in time that I don't remember, they made it so that they didn't have to do that. And on March 11th, that law or what provision is ending, and these banks are required to have a reserve again. And so they were all like, the world's coming to an end. And so that ought to be interesting. So that's something to think about. March 11th. All right, let's see. So Yvonne says, for me, it's really staying in the moment and watch things unfold. Exactly. That has been my mindset, although to make that happen and to have that practice work has been challenging, just challenging. Bradley said, next month that which is hidden, will be pulled out and exposed. So, so Bradley, can you clarify that comment a little bit? Are you just kind of reiterating something? Or is there a basis to what you're suggesting? I'm curious. So Ms. Debbie says, tired of being spacey and wired. I know, me too. Yvonne says, yes, chaotic because more and more truth is being revealed, like two steps forward and one step back. Exactly. Okay, so Don said, if Pat's son is in fear of death, he is not alone. Many people do. I've been pronounced dead 3 times in my life. You know, and Don, it's not that he is fearing death, but something happened that, okay, a bit of an over-the-top example is you go and you go mountain climbing and you do something and you're on this precarious area and the rocks fall out like underneath 1 foot and you're like hanging on to the little tree piece going, oh my God, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. That's the kind of energy, just this shocking possibility is kind of the more the feeling that I'm getting. Yvonne says, I watch Jimmy Dore. I don't really know who that is. But maybe I need to check him out. And then Rosie says, oh, I'm a conspiracy theorist too. So I'm on it. And then Yvonne says, April 8th, big eclipse energy. Yeah, there's all kinds of celebrations. I guess it's going to be like eclipsing over Texas. And there, I've been invited to like go to a bunch of different things. So that should be pretty fun. Ooh, here's some dirt. The Federal Reserve is being added. I believe we will be going back to the gold standard. And I would be okay with that, especially, you know, we're in debt to the Federal Reserve, like all kinds of money. And if we just go, we're not paying you because we're bankrupt, then maybe we don't have to pay them back. Glad you got rid of that nasty cough. Yes, ma'am. You know, apparently it's been going around and people have been saying it lasts about 2 weeks. And yeah, 2 weeks ago on Thursday is when it all started. And now there's a little teeny piece of it left and I still got my lozenges and I'm lozenging. But yes, much better, much better. And Yvonne says, oh, very challenging. You know, and I think that's one of the things that I want to share with everyone is that it is challenging and doing whatever you can to stay in the moment, to stay present, to stay grounded, to stay focused is going to help you get through this period, get through this phase. It would be really a lot nicer if, you know, you can mark it on your calendar. You know, we know that a planet goes retrograde between this date and this date. And if it's a bad retrograde for us, we can sit there and go, okay, 2 more weeks and we're done. But when it's stuff like this, it's just a mystery. And that makes it also more challenging. But like with anything in life, you know, at some point in time, this will pass. And Bradley says, we empaths feel the energy shift. It's like, no kidding. All right, Jeannie says, there's a ton of resistance to all being revealed. This seems to be leading to lots of evasiveness, denial, and foggy communication tactics. Oh, that is just such a nice, nice way of saying they're just a bunch of freaking liars. Lie, 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 lie. Oh my God, half the time I watch the news and I'm like, it's just freaking liars. Okay, I'm gonna finish reading now. Evasive denial and foggy communication tactics that can drive those loving to live straight up a bit nutty. Again, lie, lie. It's like, it's a mostly peaceful protest as the flames are burning in the background. It's like, okay, yeah. Bradley says, yes, the energy, Braylon, yes, the energy and planet's energy will shift. Raylan says, hi. I don't know why he's barking. And then he says, of the Earth's shift of energy. Debbie says, I hope so. Dolores Cannon talks about this in her writing a lot. But doesn't she also talk about a pole shift? And if there's a pole shift, then that's like a planetary annihilation event where I just assume not be here. Thank you. Hey, Buffy, nice to meet you. And the question is, I am helping a friend with her parents' estate, and I know there was some really dark things that went on. Do you feel anything? And if so, any advice? It will be sold, but we still have to go to the property. Okay, so Buffy, I don't know where you are. When I look at that property, it does have some dark energy around it, but I don't feel like, and I hope this makes sense, that the land, all right, this is going to come out terrible, that the land is cursed and that anybody that goes on the property is going to be cursed. I mean, it doesn't seem that bad. The house has some funky energy. It has some very dark energy in it, but I'm also feeling like having somebody come in that's good and could do a heavy duty clearing on that house. And I get the impression it's a pretty good sized piece of property, but it's the house and the area right around the house that it could be cleared. Might take a couple of times to do that. All right. And this is going to be even weirder, but I get the impression, and I don't know, that there's a room on the second floor that was tied to a specific person that actually holds the key to it all, if that makes sense. Like if there is a specific person and this was their bedroom and this is where they did their stuff or whatever. But I'm feeling like it's on the second floor. And if that space is cleared, and that will be the most challenging space, then the rest of the house can be cleared. But I feel like it might take several different attempts to clear it. Okay, Yvonne says, I had a dream recently where my mom held my face close and said, it's not my time. Well, okay, well then I guess it's not your time. Debbie says, you be careful, Buffy. Oh, so Deb, I guess you know Buffy? I don't know. And then Rosie said, great, Yvonne. Bradley says, thank you. And then Yvonne says, totally, Bradley. All right, and Don says, oh, yeah, my daughter, Michelle, doesn't want me to contact her ever. She said last time I made contact with you. Do you think she is okay? I'm not getting that there's any issues with your daughter. I'm feeling like she just needs some space. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Okay, Yvonne says, Jimmy Dore is a comic who does a podcast on what's going on in the world. Also, The High Wire. I love The High Wire with Del Bigtree, which is based in Austin. Del Bigtree, big truth teller. I love Dell. I wish he did his show every day because it's really hard for me to catch it. And actually, I saw him at a Reawakening tour and fell in love with him there. I fell in love with him there. Never heard of him before. And I was like, wow, I like this guy. But I never seemed to catch his show. Jeannie says, we watch Zero Knows. It really serves as Raylan confirms. And Jeannie, I don't really like mainstream media. I don't put on because all I ever end up doing is screaming at the TV set because all they do is lie, lie, lie. But when I go to the gym and I'm on the treadmill, there's the news right there. And so I watch it and I just shake my head and it's like, how, how did you come up with that? You know, Yvonne said, the Great Awakening. Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. Don says, your dog needs treats. Do you need a treat? He's licking. He's like, treat. All right, now I'm going to make him bark. I better shut up. And then Debbie says, yeah, pole shift is expected even by scientists, but way in the future. Well, I hope like not anytime soon. Bradley says, moving to a hippie group. And then Otto says, everyone loved the gold standard, but there are problems with it. I'll leave it there. Why? Because like we need way too much money, but there's not enough gold to cover it, or they all stole the gold. And so there's like not any in Fort Knox and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, which is why we're not on the gold standard. All right, let's see. Buffy says, thank you, Debbie. Love you too. Hey, you're doing like a Marco on me, you guys. All right, let's see. All right, man, Rosie, you're just like batting 1,000 here today. So I don't do dead people. Okay, I maybe will kind of look and do a little future-y kind of stuff, but I don't do dead people. So no dead people. So on that no dead people note, I just looked at the clock and it's time for me to wrap this show up. So if you would like to schedule a consultation with me, and there's been a couple of people that I've talked to, you know, I'm thinking you, Pat, maybe, that I feel like there's more going on than I can really cover during this session in this environment, et cetera, et cetera. Please go to my webpage, soulhealer.com, and reach out to me to schedule a private consultation. You can go there, check out my books, which includes my new book, Dang, It Was Me All Along. Like me or join my group on Facebook, Dr. Rita Louise Live on Facebook. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Just Energy Radio on YouTube. Like it, subscribe to it. Sign up for the notifications to keep you up to date. If you're on Rumble or go on Rumble, please follow my page, Psychic Doc, on Rumble. And again, and lastly, if you enjoy the show, please sign up for my newsletter at soulhealer.com and you will get notification on Thursday morning about the upcoming show, just as a reminder to tune in every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central, for Thursday Night Live. So until next time, I'm your host, Dr. Rita Louise. Till then, be blessed.